This is a lecture given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website, stdave.org.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
The Environmental Guild is proud to present the second in our series of two talks, and this one, in line with the capital campaign theme of It's Our Turn, we are featuring sustainability activities right here on our property, in our building, by our people. So it's, for us, it's a nice way to finish out this little series. You're going to hear from Lydia Heisel, who is a member of St. David's Youth Group. She's a junior at Austin High School. She's in their global studies program, that's what it's called, yes. She's also involved in something called YPLC, the Young President Leadership Council, and they work out at the LBJ Ranch on a project with the park rangers. So she's involved in a number of activities. She is also a Girl Scout, and she is working on her Girl Scout Gold Award. You probably know about Eagle Scouts, but Girl Scouts have an equivalent program called Gold Award, and her project is to improve the sustainability of the youth room and its programs here on campus, and that's what she's going to talk to you about. And then we're going to hear from our own chef, Ray Trono, who is, and his wife, Teresa Malomo, and Chef Ray is going to talk a little bit about sustainability in the kitchens here and how St. David's is actually ahead of the curve in what the city requires of commercial kitchens. And then the two of them are going to talk about Citizens Climate Lobby, which is a national bipartisan program that is, I think, of valued interest to all of us. So if you have questions, please hold them for the end, whether there are questions for Ray or for Lydia. So we'll have one presentation follow another and then questions. So Lydia, that's all yours.
All right. I'm Lydia, and I worked on my Girl Scout Gold Award on making the youth room more sustainable. So there you go. An interesting statistic, the average American generates 4 pounds of waste a day. And when you think about it, that's a crazy amount. And my environmental science teacher, she said something this year that kind of I thought was really interesting. She said that all trash is comprised of resources that we just haven't figured out how to use yet. And I thought, well, since before we figure out how to use them, maybe we can at least start trying to reduce the amount of waste that we do produce. So my objective was basically to tie into the City of Austin's Zero Waste Initiative by converting the St. David's Youth Room into a more sustainable environment, by reducing waste and reducing unnecessary purchases, recycling, and upcycling. So the state, before we started the project, they used paper plates, plastic cups, plasticware, and paper towels. There's an extreme lack of organization and lack of visibility and inventory, which created an excess of purchases that we already had, like those tape dispensers you'll see. We found like 9 of tape dispensers. So they just kept purchasing things that we already had instead of, you know, utilizing the stuff they had because they didn't realize that they had it. And so we wanted to create storage area that was where basically everything had a place and you knew where things were, and donate stuff that we had, like, that we didn't have to have a need for. My goals were to track the current waste and the waste after the sustainability project to figure out how it helped, to establish categories within the youth room to improve storage, and donate items when possible, upcycle items when possible, and then I want to replace paper plates and plasticware with dishes, cups, and silverware, and implement dishwashing in the youth room. That part has yet to happen yet, but it's in the process. And then I'm going to educate the youth about my project and hopefully it'll help them think of ways that they can become more sustainable at home, and educate youth on what items can be recycled, composted, and trashed. Basically, I'm going to put up signs above the recycling and trash bins it's a little reminder what goes where. And educate the youth about St. David's compost system, because a lot of people don't know that we do compost here. And then find help to digitize old photos and dispose of physical copies, because we have like bins and bins of photos that just take up space. And we're going to review the need for new lighting in the youth room to save electricity and possibly move to LEDs. This was my first meeting with the Environmental Guild at the beginning of the project. It's my timeline. I started in October, and I gained approval from the Girl Scout Committee in December, and I started working in the youth room in January. And then in February, we kind of had some work sessions and established categories. And then April, we had the day of service, and that's when we had the big cleanup and we organized the youth room. And then May, we're working on getting the signs above the recycling and compost bins. And also May, I'm going to work on getting the dishwashing in place. And then June, I'm hoping to like kind of wrap it up, get the education in, and then get paperwork in for my gold award. And then these are some before and after pictures of the youth room counters. And then this is kind of, you can see, this is after with the new storage bins in place. Here's a better picture, and we have all the games in sight now, and there's labels on these bins for arts and crafts. And we also, these are some of the categories we had identified for organization. And yeah, that's about it. I just think it's really important for the youth to be involved in the environment, and working with the Environmental Guild is also, I think, a good thing for them to be involved in, because in the end, really, the changes that are going on in the environment are going to impact the youth the most. So I think it's really important for them to see that and kind of understand that. Thank you.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at stdave.org and click on the podcast button.